Blog Talk Radio. praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank God for that song. Hallelujah. Next time I'm going to be ready. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord for this day. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just give honor. Hallelujah. Unto the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. This is your host for tonight. Hallelujah. Pastor Ilona Waters of True Vine International Church. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just thank and I praise the Lord to be able to come before you one more time. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise God for how he woke me up this morning. Hallelujah. Being clothed and in my right mind with the use and activity of my limbs. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise God for my overseers, Apostle Carolyn McNeil. Pastor Apostle Carolyn McNeil and Pastor Matthew McNeil, praise God, of Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. I thank and I praise the Lord for my overseers. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise God, for they have truly been a blessing unto me. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord for this day. I just thank and I praise God. Hallelujah. And let us get ready and pray. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. We come before you, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Lord, we want to give you all the glory. We want to give you all the praise and the honor. Hallelujah. Father, we want to thank you, God, for how you kept us. Hallelujah. Father, we want to thank you for the strength that you have given unto us this day. We thank you and praise you, Lord, for our going out, for our coming in. We thank you and praise you, God. Hallelujah. Father, we just want to magnify your name. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we're asking you to let the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth prevail this night, Father, in Jesus' name. Father God, we asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to let Ilona decrease and let your Holy Spirit increase in Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we asking you, Lord, hallelujah, that you fill our mouth with your word, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, and we thank you and we praise you on this day. We glorify you this day, Lord, and we magnify your holy name. Father, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank and praise the Lord. Hallelujah for his word. Hallelujah. Thank and I praise God. Hallelujah. For the Lord's been speaking to me all day. Hallelujah. About prayer. Hallelujah. And praise God, he kept bringing Daniel to me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we're going to start with Daniel, the sixth chapter. Hallelujah. Daniel, praise God. Hallelujah. You know, I thank and I praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank and I praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And the story says, it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and the princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to send him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could not find none occasion nor fault. For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Hallelujah. Now these, praise God, they were all getting together because they wanted to find a fault in Daniel. Hallelujah. Because praise God, they didn't like, hallelujah, how King Darius had set him over all of them, praise God. Hallelujah. So they all gathered together to find a way to bring Daniel down. Hallelujah. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing, that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which altereth not. Wherefore King Darius signed the writing and the decree. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Now Daniel knew that the writing, hallelujah, praise God, had been signed, hallelujah. But that didn't stop him from going and praying before God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, even though he knew what already had been done. Praise the Lord, and he knew what was going to happen to anyone if they were caught praying to any other god, hallelujah. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not assigned a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, save of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which altereth not. Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition 3 times a day. Hallelujah. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men assembled unto the king and said unto the king, know, O king, that the law of the Medes and the Persians is that no decree nor statute which the king has established may be changed. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the Lord God, in Jesus' name. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den. And the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, and that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Hallelujah. Then the king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. Now praise God, hallelujah. All them got together, hallelujah, praise God, to find fault with Daniel, hallelujah. And the only way they could do it, hallelujah, they came up with a plot, hallelujah. Anybody that serves any other God, hallelujah, within 30 days except for the king, hallelujah, praise God, they should be thrown into the lion's den, praise God. But praise God, even though Daniel knew what was set before him, hallelujah, even though he knew there was a trap set, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, he never stopped praying, hallelujah. He never gave up, hallelujah, but he continued to go before the Lord and worship the Lord and serve him, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. That's what the Lord wants us to do. No matter what we're going through, he wants us to be able to continue to serve him, hallelujah, praise God, continue in prayer, hallelujah. Don't stop praying, hallelujah, but praise God, hallelujah, but go before the Lord and give God the glory, hallelujah, praise God. Because if you believe that the Lord is a deliverer, hallelujah, hallelujah, if you believe that God is going to bring you out, hallelujah, the Lord will do it, praise God. Because Daniel, hallelujah, even though he knew it was a trap set, hallelujah, for him, he believed that God would deliver him. He believed it, hallelujah. And when I thought about what the king has said unto him, hallelujah, thy God, hallelujah, that thou servest continually, he will, hallelujah, deliver thee. The king, hallelujah, had prophesied over Daniel that God would deliver him, hallelujah. And I thank and I praise the Lord, hallelujah, because praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I praise God. Over in Isaiah 54:17, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And every tongue that shall rise against thee, hallelujah, in judgment, hallelujah, thou shalt condemn, praise God, hallelujah, we got to trust the Lord, and we got to believe that God is our deliverer, praise God, hallelujah, praise the Lord. I mean, all of them came together, the governors, the counselors, the princes, hallelujah, all came together, hallelujah, to destroy Daniel. But praise God, hallelujah, God intervened for Daniel, hallelujah, because Daniel believed that God would deliver him, hallelujah. I can't even imagine, hallelujah, going walking into a den, hallelujah, full of lions, hallelujah, and praise God, huh? Hallelujah, still believe God, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Daniel, hallelujah, had confidence in God. He believed that God would come through for him, hallelujah, and that's how the Lord wants us to believe him, hallelujah, that he will come through, praise God, hallelujah, Lord, huh? Oh, yes, God, huh? For Numbers 23:19 said, God is not a man that he should lie, hallelujah, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he not said, and shall he not, hallelujah, do it, hallelujah. Or has he not spoken, and shall he not make it good, hallelujah. God will do what he has said, he promised. God will deliver, hallelujah. But if we only believe, praise God, hallelujya. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I know, hallelujah, when that king came the next morning, hallelujah, and he hollered to Daniel, praise God, is thy God whom thou serve continually able to deliver thee, hallelujah. And when he heard Daniel's voice, hallelujah, said, oh, king, live forever, hallelujah. My God, hallelujah, sent the angel to shut the lion's mouth, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. He didn't have to send a host of angels, but he sent one angel, to shut all the lions' mouths, hallelujah. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. When I think about the goodness of the Lord, praise God. For God will bring us out, praise the Lord. Don't stop praying, praise God. Hallelujah, Lord. When I think about hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. How the king, hallelujah, when he realized the trap that was set for Daniel, it displeased, he was so displeased within himself, hallelujah. He couldn't even sleep, he couldn't eat, didn't want no music, because he was trying to figure out, hallelujah, way to deliver Daniel, praise God. But he spent the night fasting and praying. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God always has somebody that's on your side. He always has somebody that's praying for you. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah, Lord. When I think about Psalms, Hallelujah 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Hallelujah, Lord. When I think about, praise God, I'm looking unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. From my help come from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Hallelujah, Lord. I'm going to put my trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Daniel didn't stop praying. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He didn't take off running. Hallelujah. But he stayed right there to serve the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. For the Lord, hallelujah, doesn't want us to have fear. Praise God. In Isaiah 41 and 10, do fear. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Hallelujah, Lord. God wants us to trust in him. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. Hallelujah, Lord. Don't try to figure things out, but trust in the Lord that he's going to bring you out. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, God. What they thought they were going to do to Daniel, God turned it around, that it backfired onto them. Hallelujah. And hallelujah, they were destroyed. Hallelujah. Not only them, but their family, their children, their wives, are all destroyed. Hallelujah. And that reminds me of the verse that, touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah, Lord. When you mess with the people of God, especially the ones that are truly living for God, God will avenge them. Hallelujah. So be careful, Holy Ghost, how you put your mouth on God's anointed. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, God. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We give you the praise. We give you the glory, Lord. We give you the honor on this day. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. We praise you. Hallelujah, Lord. When I think about, for we can't fight like the world does. But 2 Corinthians 10 and 4 says, for the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, God. Don't stop praying. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. For prayer, it changes things. Hallelujah, Lord. Might not move when you think it should move. But prayer moves right on time. Hallelujah. Lord. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah. Don't stop praying. Hallelujah. Don't give up on God. Hallelujah. For he will deliver. Hallelujah. When I think about Hezekiah, hallelujah, Lord, when he was sick unto death, hallelujah, Lord, and how Hezekiah turned his face to the wall, praise God, and he prayed, hallelujah, and he reminded God of how he walked upright, how he lived right, hallelujah, Lord, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Prayer brought about a change for Hezekiah. Hallelujah, Lord, because he trusted him. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Philippians 4 and 6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, hallelujah, and with hallelujah, thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. We don't have to be anxious. We don't have to be weary. Hallelujah, Lord. But let your request, hallelujah, hallelujah, be known unto God by prayer and hallelujah, supplication with thanksgiving. Hallelujah, Lord. Just start thanking the Lord for moving, for answering your prayer. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Colossians 4 and 2. Continue steadfastly in prayer. Being, hallelujah, watchful in it with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. After you done prayed. Hallelujah, Lord. After you done made your prayer known unto God. Give him the praise. Give him the glory. For bringing you out, hallelujah, Lord, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, we thank you, God, hallelujah, we give God the glory, we give God the praise, don't stop praying, don't stop praying, hallelujah, Lord, oh, yes, God, for God will deliver us, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me? Hallelujah, Lord. When we trust in God, nothing is impossible. Hallelujah. For what seems impossible with man is not impossible with God. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. Hallelujah, Lord. For men ought to always pray and not faint. Hallelujah. Praise God. But stand firm. Hallelujah, Lord. And trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, we thank you, God. We praise your name. We give you the glory. We give you the praise and the honor. We thank you, God, for your word. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank and praise God tonight. Hallelujah. For his word, praise God. I got my part. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord because God is moving. Hallelujah. Praise God. You might not can't see it, but God is moving by his spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank and praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. We give God the glory and the praise. Hallelujah. We just thank the Lord. Let us not forget. Hallelujah. On tomorrow morning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God will be the last day of our hallelujah prayer revival. Praise God. And it has been so beautiful, so uplifting. Hallelujah. And I thank and I praise the Lord for my apostle, Hallelujah. Because I tell you, the teaching has been great. The prayer has been awesome. And I thank and I praise God for her for having a prayer revival. Praise God. I thank and I praise the Lord because God, hallelujah, is reviving us. Hallelujah. I just thank and I praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How yokes are being broken. How the strongholds are being pulled down. Hallelujah. I just give God the glory tonight. Hallelujah. And also let us not forget, praise God, hallelujah. The morning prayer will be at 8 o'clock, hallelujah, from Apostle Carolyn McNeil. Hallelujah, Reign of Glory Revival Ministry at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, praise God. And let us not forget, hallelujah, about the conference in August, hallelujah, 8th, 9th, and 10th. Let us get our registration fee in and our money towards our room so that we will have a spot, hallelujah, because the rooms are filling up quickly. And praise God, let us get ours in, hallelujah, so that we will have a place, praise God. I just thank and I praise the Lord for this day. I give God all the praise and all the glory, for I know that I am nothing without him. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you and we praise you tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for we praise God, hallelujah. Don't stop praying, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for how you have kept us. We thank you, Lord, for your strength on today. We give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. Bless each and every one on the line tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth cover them and their families in Jesus' name. And, oh, Father, we'll give you the praise. We give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a blessed weekend. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And stay safe and don't stop praying in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Have a blessed night. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you, God.